All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few days ago, we received some unfortunate news. We got a cease and desist. We had a certain amount of time to take all lean, caffeine-free and caffeine, off of GamerSubs' website. We couldn't sell any more product. And so, we couldn't sell any more lean. That's why it's been off GamerSubs for a few days. But the good news is we rebranded lean. And now we have this old guy in a pair of glasses with a mustache. Mm-hmm. So legally, mm-hmm. we're allowed to sell again.
Who is that?
I don't even know who that is.
I'm pretty sure it's my grandpa. We're legally allowed to sell this label.
Hey, Papa Blake.
Which is great.
Papa Blake. Papa Blake's looking
good. We said
good.
Grandpa, man. That's
Grandpappy
it's
Blake.
So crazy. It's so crazy because I...
Yeah, the artist went ham.
He went, yeah.
Wait, can I see it?
Your grandpa looks great.
How'd they do that?
Yeah.
They had to expedite it. Luckily, a lot of like the baseline art was there. And it, it looks a lot like my grandpa.
I can see it. I can see you and him.
You even got your grandpa on your shirt too, just to honor him.
We could see that, but you know.
You just need to grow the stash a little bit more.
And yeah, wow. Look exactly like that. But great news, Lee.
That's
back.
Fantastic.
Yes! Yes! It's all back, baby.
See, was it really a matter of time though?
Yeah.
You know what?
It was only a matter. In my head, it was a matter of time when we like got the FDA to be like, yeah, lean's fine. And I was like, lean's fine. What? So we're gonna go with it? Oh shit!
Yeah, because they're like, we were allowed to sell it with the name lean because it was like street term. It's not like an actual drug.
As long as there's no medical cross on
it, right?
Yeah.
So we were fine, and once we crossed that bridge. We low-key just escaped with the original art, and then now we'll see how long we last with this one.
But it's your grandpa.
Yep. And it is my grandpa.
It's your grandpa.
Imagine we get like another one where it's like, you can't use the word lean now, so we just call it health potion with a plus so that it can break up. It's just a health potion.
Health potion.
Lean to scissor. We should go to scissor next.
Yeah, it would probably be scissor.
Honest to God, it was only a matter of time.
Dude, it took him so long.
Yeah,
it was only a matter of time.
I'm not really shocked. You know, I don't know how long. I don't know how we were able to get away with it for as long as we did.
Like, what was his reaction? Do you think when he
have you seen this, sir? Your face is on his. Your face is on something people are selling.
Awesome. No, that's not good.
Keep an eye on him.
Wow. Wow, that's
all right. That letter was crazy. Should we pull it up, by the way?
I think we should. I think we should talk about
it because it's kind of a crazy ass letter.
I thought there was gonna be a knock on my door.
There it is.
If we have one.
Okay. Oh my God.
There it is.
Ew. Oh man.
Just unauthorized depiction.
Yeah. Okay.
POTUS. Okay. So it says,
hey guys, I'm on my laptop here. We can't speak or show the contents anymore. So I'm just going to skip. Yeah. Bye. Okay.
Of the inaccurate.
Dude, what
inaccurate?
I saw him doing that yesterday.
That's like, pretty accurate.
Yeah.
We were all there when he did that.
I know. Yeah. That's why we got the picture of him.
Dude.
Hey, so we talked more about it and same deal.
So they hate the image of it. So like, what if, because like, think about what time of year it is right now. What if it had to do with like the presidential
they
campaign?
Said that it has to, they it said does. It dude, in, oh, in there they said it does
like, with election season coming
Biden's running
it's
did you say coming in?
It says it could be seen as detrimental to national security and public perception, particularly during the upcoming election period.
Like what, Matt? Dude, what president? Like, or like, imagine if Russia was like, look at this picture of Joe Biden. What is he doing? He's fucking drinking lean, doing drugs. That's your president. Like,
oh my God!
News.
Could you imagine if they actually used like the lean tub as a fearmonger? You know how presidents will be like. Joe hates the country, but I don't.
Oh, like in a Trump
campaign, love the country. Like,
look at him drinking.
Look at
him
United drinking. States president.
What, your president is doing drugs?
Does this look like a man who cares about kids and people?
No.
Look at him sipping on this scissor. Are you
look
kidding?
How muddy his cup is right now.
Your economy's going up, but your He's president's going down.
But yeah, lean's back. So
I saw a tweet a few days ago. It was like a Hunter Biden's ex-girlfriend or something saying like the first thing he'd do every morning when he woke up is smoke crack. And people were like, can a bro just have a routine in the morning?
First thing Biden did every morning was like drink lean.
Let a man smoke crack and drink lean.
Yeah, like, Biden, why are you so hard on us, bro? Come on.
Welcome, brothers. Welcome back. Welcome back, lean, and welcome back. viewers to another episode of the Group Chat Podcast. This is 109.
You could have said 134 and I'd believe you.
Yeah, 109. Make sure you use code group.
Yep, code group, please.
For 10% off your new
lean.
Lean.
Your new
lean.
Papa Blake.
Can we give him a name?
What?
What should his
what's
name
your
be?
Grandpa's name?
Billy.
I think it was. So I had a grandpa Bob.
Oh my God, me too.
No way.
So my grandpa, same here.
The most common name in the world.
Grandpa Bob's name is actually Bob.
Grandpa Bob on the tub.
Wait. Is it Bob or Robert?
It was. I'm pretty sure it was Bob.
It was Robert because Bob short for Robert.
Robert. Bobby, Bobby's Robert.
Bob was an alcoholic and a gambling addict. So
amen.
Amen. Okay. He's committed. He's committed.
Amen. We should add Chips. Like Chips like, come behind him.
Just gambling and lean. And
got like dice flying out.
Every addiction. And instead of this, he's throwing like this and the dice.
Like an angry bird. If I roll a 12, you die.
There's a crack bite next to him.
If I roll a 12, drink
Grandpa Bob on the tub.
I like Grandpa Bob.
Cool.
Grunk, what's been going on with you, man? Your word count. Your word count last podcast was, I think, 7.
Wait, talk Grunk.
I spoke.
Wait, what?
74.
Grunk spoke.
Grunk, I'm going to say this. You look astonishing right now.
Bruh.
Do something to your hair, Loki.
Look at you.
No. Look, I'd my hair just be getting longer.
On God.
Come on, son.
You know.
On God.
I don't even know how long I want my damn hair.
You look
hair.
A bookworm.
A bookworm? I kind of do.
It would be Shelby.
I could be in there. Yo. I could be in those damn books.
He does look like someone named Shelby.
Like, yeah,
I've been back home. Dude, get this. I'm moving into the new house that we are renting in like a month or two, which is exciting.
What are you taking?
Huh?
What are you taking up in that?
Like, all of it. Like, I'm taking my whole setup. I'm taking my bed.
What room are you moving into?
Did you get the master?
Please tell me you got the master.
It's the biggest room.
Yeah, because you got the most followers. Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Oh, I have the most followers.
And his next roommate has like 300.
Yeah. And
his next roommate has a Facebook.
it's really exciting stuff.
Wait, did you guys decide based on like GPA? Who got
no, I think we room. Just decided because actually all of us were content with like the rooms that we had just picked. Like there was no like contesting. So it was like
dub.
It was cool.
Dude, you should just contest a random room for no reason at all.
I'll cause drama. I'll spark some drama.
Are you gonna do the pranks? You're gonna do firework pranks? You're gonna do what kind of pranks?
Yes, yes. I'm gonna throw firecrackers into their bedrooms while they're sleeping. Literally, I tried doing that. You know the video where it's like it's the trumpets playing with the old guy and like he's like welcome to heaven my child and he's like I tried playing that joke on Camden and like he was so pissed.
He's like, dude,
and
fuck off of me, man. Get away from me.
not a big prank enjoyer, I'm noticing.
You notice anything different about our setup so far?
Yummy's got two big fat thingies on him.
Yummy does have two fat big.
Those things are called balls.
Dude, I was about to say, Yummy, are your balls like that? One's like
massive. Really lopsided.
It depends on the time of, like when I wake up in the morning for sure.
You're like Nemo. Nemo with your balls, you know?
Like his
yeah.
Little,
look what I'm doing to it.
Arm.
Look what I'm doing.
Hey, cut that out.
Ew.
You see what he's doing over
there. Don't even show him. Nobody put in the comments what I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, spotlights to Yummy. Yummy, what you got going on?
I have a U2's coming out.
What?
June 18th at 3 p.m.
Hey, can I see the small one real quick?
Yeah. This is the 1 foot. You can buy him and then you get a chance to win the big guy.
What?
Let me see.
It's like how a Pokeball.
Dude, they're really solid.
Wait, can I get a big one?
No, you'll get it. If you win, it's one person can win and they'll match with me. We'll both be matching buddies.
Wait. I'll win. Cool. Can we rig it?
That one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is by far one of the most squishy plushies, aside from Isaac's. It's like the same thing, right?
Show his tongue.
Oh, show his tongue?
Yeah, pull on it.
Does it pull out?
Yeah, you pull on it and you get candy. Oh.
No way.
That'd be sick.
You want it?
Should've... Yeah, let me see it.
There you go, buddy.
But in other news, disregarding the U2s for a second, we have a crazy story from last night.
Oh, well... We
really?
Can we talk about...
Do you
want
to wait that with that, or do you want to go in with that now?
I think we could go in with it, but we also did go camping. Really?
I want to mention some even earlier than that. Actually, sooner than that.
What happened?
I'm sitting in this chair right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm right here, by the way.
Tanner decided to sacrifice his chair, and Grunk, you want to know why? Take one random guess why.
You smell bad.
I stink.
He might as well shit his pants.
Yeah.
I wish he had like an island.
So I worked out. I guess I worked out harder than normal today because my butt is wet.
You usually don't smell.
Dude, we don't need to know
He bent over.
You usually don't know.
What do you mean we don't need to know that?
He bent over.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. I take back my statement. I take it back.
I was looking for something. I put my hand on the couch and I feel instant like wet, like cold.
Ew.
And I was like, oh no.
Dude.
I was like, Nick, are you sweating your ass? And he turns around and there's like marks of like sweat.
And he bent over in the camera and there was like a big puddle where
Don't act like you don't sweat.
Dude, I get swamp ass, but I admit it, dude.
I did admit it.
Oh, yeah, you did
admit it. I'm pretty sure every Wednesday, I'm like, do I smell there? And you're like, no, you don't smell. And then today, he's like, you kind of smell.
Yeah, today you smell.
Nick has a problem, dude. He'll be like, dude, I think I smell bad. Like,
I smell right, right? I smell.
Yeah, he's
smell.
Like, you're like, it's your bad or something. You're like, smell, walk you don't you be like, dude, do I smell like really bad right now?
I don't know if I mentioned this, but shout out to my mom for telling me that people will remember how you smell. They'll remember your bad breath. It's the first, thing they remember. If you have bad breath, if you smell like shit. I remember I hit puberty really early. I hit puberty really early. Bro, I smell like an Italian sub at like age 8.
Oh. Dude, that's before I wore deodorant the first time I sweat, I was like, what is that horrible smell? It was me.
It was your armpits?
It was
an axe. Oh, no, wait. Was it axe?
I didn't really wear axe.
Okay, wait. Pause, because what was the first like cologne that you guys picked after finding out you stink naturally?
Lacoste.
Or Lacoste?
I got
the bottle that was this big. It was green.
Okay.
Was it like a sample?
Dude, it was so tiny. It was probably this big.
Wait, Larry just said something.
I said I used to wear my mom's perfume.
Aww.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Dude, I had like 4 sisters, and they all had like something that smells really good, and they just gave me axe. I was like, ew, what the fuck? Dude, so I would sneak in the room and get perfume and actually just wear that.
Temptations axe is the worst.
What?
Ever.
Oh.
Ever. Oh my God.
Why would you like that?
Dark Temptation is perfect.
It is the worst smelling thing on planet.
I can't believe it. We have an axe defender.
Oh God. Isaac, you're 24, dude.
Yeah, grow up.
I'm 24. I don't fuck with axe like that. But back when I did, Dark Temptation, that was the wave.
It smells like burnt chocolate on like a fucking bug ass.
Dude, that was the one contributing smell that ruined the locker rooms in high school. Like, it was that axe. It was horrible.
People
spray that. They'd like run around.
Isaac, your classmates abused their axe.
They did.
But it's not just his, everybody.
Can I say something crazy?
It's a very common thing.
Maybe I didn't. I did not. I'm sorry.
Well, I was kind of privileged. My dad gave me his cologne. It was called Calvin Klein Obsession.
Okay, bro.
What?
How old are you wearing Calvin?
Yeah, how old?
Well, I'll tell you this much. It was a very strong cologne, and I used to spray at least 6 puffs on
it.
Oh my God, bro.
I never understood how cologne worked.
Well, right. Like what people are like. I just spray it like 3 times on my shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I you know why
twice.
They do that, right?
I do a classic too.
It's like, it's in my blood. No, it's not, dude.
It's because it reacts to the warm spots. So you got a pulse here.
Yeah.
I want to spray it on my
balls. Warm.
It removes like the top scent.
Psst, boop.
Spray it on my balls.
Oh, so you just made fun of Isaac.
Oh, you do
well,
that?
No, I don't do... I don't do that. I spray...
That's what people do.
And I touch, and then I
just go on my neck nowadays, like, but back then... Actually... I go one,
the neck
two,
is nice,
and behind the neck, so I have a trail.
Behind the neck? Boy, you crazy.
For a trail? It works.
I'm so dumb.
I mean, yeah, it works.
Dude,
but,
I sprayed on my knees.
I got a David Beckham... I had a David Beckham cologne spray. Yeah, cologne. I know I could think of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was I got it Christmas when I was like 15, and I still have it. It's in my room, and it's not.
Wow,
it's not even halfway.
Oh my
God.
See if you can sell that.
I think I could.
Hold on, gamer tip for all the men out there, or I guess boys. If you're like in high school, you need to smell good, because if that's like OP. If you stink like shit, no girl's gonna like you at all.
You'll get great. No one's gonna want to be around you. Period.
Dude, most people now are. On that,
or
like most kids in score are on that shit,
dude. That Jeremy fragrance guy changed the game for the younger generation.
Exactly, I was about to say,
dude. Yeah, he was so cool. He was like citrus, sexy.
I like when he dances.
Bold.
Yeah,
he's like.
And I like how none of his clothes fit him,
dude. Not to sound old, but like when I was a freshman, nobody was on that wave of like wearing cologne or even trying to smell good at all.
Dude, right. Especially when you had first period gym and you just smell like shit. Yeah,
first period gym should be illegal.
That is like, bad.
Dude. First period gym sucks. Like, I used to hate.
Like
that.
I shower in the morning. What, you want me to get fucking gross all day? Shut up. I hate him.
Shut up.
He's so mad.
That pisses me off.
Jean Paul. That's what's called Jean Paul. I'm pronouncing
Gutierrez
wrong. Because so that was the the second one that I would wear, and that was because my dad would have
Was this the one with the body?
Yep.
Yeah. I was about to say with the abs.
Oh, it looks like Iron Man.
He actually has no arms. I don't know if you know that. That's his actual body.
Yeah.
He has no arms?
He has no arms.
That's so strange. Wait, really?
Yeah,
I don't buy that for one second.
I'm with Gronk here. I don't buy that.
Look up Gene. Yo, Larry, look up Gene.
Wait, Larry, you need to share your screen. I can't see it.
Oh, I apologize.
Wait, it's okay. Oh, Gronk, you're totally gonna. Oh, never mind. I was also gonna say really quick, because I like Lacoste is like burned into my brain because that was my first cologne that I got, and it was also like just a brand new brand that I had learned about at the same time. And we were watching War Dogs the other day, and he's like, "What are those sunglasses? Let me buy those sunglasses." He's like, $100. He's like, no, alligator. He's like, yeah, it's fucking Lacoste. I know. Give me your sunglasses. I don't know. I just thought that seemed funny.
Dude, give me them. That's why I wanted them.
Okay, ew, so that makes me uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, it's a fucking crocodile.
What? You don't like? What?
I don't like, he has a bulge. Like, so unnecessary.
He has a bulge.
Dude, it's a damn
cologne.
No, dude. You're just mad you don't bulge like
him. Yeah, look at that penis.
You're right. Yeah,
look up Conor McGregor bulge. You'll be like, what the fuck?
He wears a cup. It's not a real bulge.
Wow. Okay. Yo, wait. Whoa. Actually, I think I'm kind of stupid. I don't think it's real.
Good Lord.
What?
I don't think it's real.
Dude. What?
I thought that the original creator of this had no arms.
Oh,
that's what? Stupid. Like, who told you that? And why did you believe it?
Dude, what? I thought you meant that the cologne bottle had no arms. I was like, yeah, it has no
dude,
arms.
Look up. There's something about a guy that has no arms. I saw.
How
dude,
can he create cologne if he has no arms?
Yeah, like what?
I see arms.
There he is. Yeah.
Dude, all you need is a nose.
He has hella arms.
Right there.
All you need is a nose. Oh, he's wearing the same shirt as the bottle. Go look.
As the.
You're right.
Yeah, right there. That one, right there. Look.
He must think he coined the striped shirt.
No, the other one.
He did coin it. Nope. He coined it. For
he patented
sure.
that shirt.
That's a black bulge.
Yeah.
Nick is a bulge defender because his U2's had a big bulge in his pants.
Oh yeah.
So people thought it was a turd, dude.
I did.
Dude, why did you do that?
It looks like a loaded
a big
diaper.
Turd in the front.
Dude, loaded. I don't know why U2's allowed me to do that.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's like
that was your idea.
Okay, that was actually at a time when I didn't care about my brand identity, and I just really was obsessed with the fact that I had a physical something of my brand. That was like YouTube feeling like it was real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was so desperate to have something that was like real. That's why I tried chasing after merch, and it was so shitty. That's why I had that one YouTube. Now, like
McWillie's, bro. Hey!
Bro, I hated it so much, but I was like, what do I even brand myself as?
That'd be so dope to open up McWillie's, though.
Yeah, no, we opened
it. Y'all are sleeping on it.
Lean, Slurpee.
I have an announcement, actually.
With Pappy Bob.
I have an announcement.
What is
I have completely got rid of the old Birkenstocks.
Oh!
And I got I got new ones.
Whoa!
Let's play a game.
No footprint in them, and it's all brand new.
Let's play a game. Okay. Let's play a game. I think that it's going to take 1.5 years for them to start looking like the other ones.
Dude,
what?
I can already see footprints
in
them.
Try 1.5 weeks.
Try 4 hours. Look, you can see it.
I know his toe shape now.
You can.
Whoa!
Let me see.
I see
it's
the
like
dark
a fossil's
spots.
Being dug up.
Oh my
slowly.
God. Well, dude, fossil. Tanner, you like drag your heels. So what? Like, you do. That's why the whole heel was like ripping off on the other one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When I was buying these shoes, the guy saw my old Birkenstocks and he's like, dude, you don't even have a heel on it. Yeah, I know.
Because it was falling off. You're like, look at this.
I'm like, that's why I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, sell me a shoe, asshole.
Yeah, speaking of which, I actually saw a Birkenstock store right at the same place that we went to go get camping gear, which segues us into...
These things are the PNW treats. Everybody in the Pacific Northwest would be wearing these all day.
Whoa, PNW.
The PNW.
That's crazy. I've never heard
Pacific
that.
Pacific Northwest?
Melly. Pacific Northwest, PNW Melly.
Wow.
YNW Melly. Nice.
What's that?
YNW Melly?
No, I know that. I know who he is, but what is YNW?
Probably something we can't say.
Young New Wave. It's Young New Wave.
All right, Young New Wave. I like
okay,
that.
Yeah. It's a collective.
Young New Wave.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Young New Wave.
Oh my god, I gotta fart really.
No, don't
please
fart.
Just do it. It's
I invited
fine.
You over here, dude. In your place.
No, you should. Stink. You should. You should.
Stink
oh
spot.
My god. But yeah. Anyways, as Nick said, segueing. We went camping. We survived camping in the wilderness.
Or did we?
With just nothing but our backpacks and a dream.
Yeah, backpacks. This podcast is actually before we went camping. Find out in the video if we live.
If we lived or die. Yeah.
It was like, talking about something. I got to spoil something.
Sorry.
Wait. What?
No, I can't spoil it.
What?
I'll say this.
Give us.
We were supposed to ration and we completely overestimated what rationing meant.
Yeah, we did.
What? So,
okay. We had more food than this house.
Yeah, bro. We probably spent like $200 on food only.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like so confused. Like, you told me the damn bills for the supplies and like going out there for a day.
Okay,
and
it's supplies, like, that's what happens when you first time like go camping. You need everything.
Right, but are you guys going to go camping ever again?
Yeah. You're going to come with us. Yeah. Grunk, we wanted you to come with us, but you were like, I'm working my job. And I was like, all right, well.
Dude, you never once were like, you want to go camping.
Well, that's why I asked you.
That was the funniest. No, wait, stop. That was the funniest message I ever heard.
That was so funny.
You're like, Grunk, are you working? And he was like, yeah, I'm working. And you're like a job? And he's like, yes, a job. Ever heard of it?
I wasn't sure what he meant, dude.
Such a privilege.
And then he said, I have the worst life ever.
Yeah.
Worst life ever.
You are an asshole.
Tanner said it first.
But no, about Nick, school. You cannot even frame like I was asked to go camping. You like you just brought up like something completely different.
You were not asked. Okay, time out. Time out.
Very
you were not asked.
Which is okay. I understand.
$1,000 deep into this video already.
Yeah.
Can I explain this? I want to explain this part.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to address it. Grunk, you're right. I didn't ask, but I was going to, but it was going to be so short notice. You were like, I'm working. And I was like, okay, well, there's no chance.
Grunk, yeah.
But.
Oh, sorry. If it makes you feel better, we were just like sitting out and I was like, dude, Grunk would fucking love this place. And
yeah.
We always thought about
it. Yeah. I don't know how that would make you feel better.
I wish he was there to experience.
No, that's heartwarming.
Grunk, I don't want to spoil it too much, but we had people that were right next to us and they were actually just miniature ewes.
If you've met them, you had to hang out with
them. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. One of them was named Rain. He wore baggy ass pants and he was like, there was a bug in his pants. He was like, oh dude, if I didn't catch that, I was gonna hit my asshole or something. Sound weird.
Also, that sounds so fun.
Stop talking about like tripping, and they were like high and they were playing Minecraft.
Yeah, they played Minecraft music by the water.
They
were calling us group. They were like, yo, group,
you want a burger?
Y'all want a cheeseburger?
That's so funny.
And we were like, oh, we have to trade with the natives here. And we were like, y'all want s'mores? Yeah, how many? 30 or whatever they said. They were like 50. Didn't they say 50 s'mores?
Something like that.
No, they said 200, I'm pretty 200. Sure.
200. Wow.
S'mores they wanted from
wow, they like, actually sounds so funny. That's good. Funny.
Yeah, but all right, so we decided to go camping and survive 24 hours in the wilderness. Not camping. We survived 24 hours.
Next time should be like 148 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It was probably going to turn to 48 if we had the option.
We should have done 48.
We'll do 48 next time when you come with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, it's mini spoiler, but not really. We saw a cool spider.
We did.
We saw two cool spiders.
Three. I saw three spiders.
You would have liked it.
Yeah.
So we were going shopping and we had three carts with us of stuff. You know, we were walking around. We had this cool, like really cool guy that was working at the store.
Just some context. They were really small carts. When you say three carts, it makes it sound like Walmart size. These were not Walmart size.
Okay,
they were really small.
They were like TJ Maxx carts for anyone that knows what those sizes are like. Yeah, that's actually what they're like. You know, TJ Maxx is like the double shelf.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we were walking around the store with like three carts. We had this guy that was helping us out, giving us some insight. Dude, our carts were full. We're talking sleeping bags, two tents, food, flashlights, safety supplies. Was there camera gear?
No.
Talking about in the store.
They're talking about the cars.
Yeah, no. So
the store.
Right. So we had like some food, whatever. Dude, it takes us probably, I think, 10 minutes to like fully check out with everything. And we decided to guess how much it was. So he was like, all right, how much do I think? I said 1600. Isaac said what, 1800?
I said 1800.
1800? Bro.
Guy press enter, $5,300.
How is that even possible? I don't even
bro. And you know, like, it's literally surviving in the woods.
We're returning it all. And you know what's crazy? The guy next to us was like, yeah, I mean, there's probably not gonna be a lot of people there. Like, not a lot of people go camping in the Austin heat right now. And I was like, all right, well, he's like, you guys are probably not even gonna use those sleeping bags. I was like, what would you bring? He said, a fucking sheet. I bring a sheet and I sleep naked.
Dude, I would be so scared of bugs were just crawling up my holes down there.
All your holes?
You weren't more scared of Tanner crawling in your holes, dude?
No, Tanner was
chill. By the way,
Have you guys checked your bags? I had a spider sleeping with me for a good minute.
Really?
A spider.
Nuh-uh.
On my bed. Yeah, it was. It was on your bed? Yeah. He was sleeping with me. He came on my bag, my duffel bag with my cameras. And I didn't notice until I woke up and I was like, whoa, there's a spider right there.
What if we brought a tarantula?
Tarantula.
Wait, time out. There, you said there was a bag. I mean, what bag did you bring in?
It was my duffel bag that had my camera.
Did it look
dangerous? It was 100% one that we saw out there because it had like a little pattern.
It was it
like
dangerous?
A, no, was it probably wasn't dangerous.
So. Did you get a picture of it?
What
color would you get it?
With a paper. Or no, I got a toilet paper.
What color was it? Tell me what color.
You squished with your hand?
Yeah. Did it crunch?
Wow.
Yeah.
Larry, what color was it?
You're fucked up.
I know.
You are, mean.
You're like fucked brown, up. Brown, black.
What color was it?
Yeah.
It was like a tan brown.
I guess.
Brown
wolf spider?
You got a brown recluse wolf spider tearing two legs.
Brown recluse are like this big.
Well, anyway.
It had like a little camo thing. It was kind of cool.
It was camouflaged.
I'm surprised you saw him if he was camouflaged.
Okay.
Anyway, so we were outside. Grunk, dude, tell me how we're recording. Yeah. I just turn around and I see this like blackish brown looking thing just sifting through the grass. Bro, that was the biggest fucking tarantula I've ever seen in my life.
There is, yeah.
Dude, that's so cool.
Tarantulas out there, it was crazy.
Dude, you can let them crawl on you. They don't really gas.
I was thinking about doing it and I was like, wait, nah, never mind. This thing's wild.
The people that you would definitely F with were low-key trying to do that.
Dude, it crawled on one of their foots.
Are you serious?
No, yes.
I wasn't there for that.
One of the homeboys was like,
yeah, you were.
Yo, if you stick it with a pole, you can eat it.
Okay, yeah, they were also trying to cook it.
Yeah, they were trying to cook it. They're like, yeah.
They sound so interesting.
I was like, let's steak it, and then let's pour like sugar around it and make it into.
How many were there?
There's just three of them.
Three or four.
Are they going to be like in the video?
There was only three.
I thought that there was like five or six people over there.
I thought so.
There was only three.
Oh, no, people. We're talking about the tarantulas.
Oh,
what?
How many people were there?
What were you talking about?
There's three of them.
How many
people? Time out, mistranslation. People. Were you talking about people? There's three people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Isaac, it was Rain, and it was Ray.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude,
yeah.
I swear I thought there was like six people.
No, they had an Isaac.
That's how the conversation started. One of them walked over, and he's like, hey, heard you guys have an Isaac. We have an Isaac, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
No, you were gone.
You were so friendly.
The way it really started was, what are you guys filming?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nature documentary.
Nature documentary.
And I was like, yeah, we're...
I was low-key scared we were going to get killed in our sleep. You guys have no idea how close these campsites were, like the people or the wilderness was to each other.
Our tent and like Rain's tent were like 6 feet apart.
Dude, I could literally jump on their tent and like strangle them.
Dude,
wow.
Okay. Would you?
No.
Okay.
But the thing
are they going to be in the video?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, they were actually really chill. After we met them and talked to them, I felt a lot more comfortable because they were like right there. It was really
dude
weird.
Grunk. They were so fucking chill that it was 2 o'clock in the morning. They were going skinwalker hunting, and then they decided to play fucking Minecraft music.
Yeah, they stayed up there.
Wow. They were all just playing. They were just blasting Minecraft music, probably ripping a bomb.
It was also pretty nice. They were playing the guitar. And
they did play guitar.
Angelic, like
they're listening like swirling sound.
Dude, they cooked me a burger too. I was so happy.
It was really funny though because they were. It was like, bro, I woke up at like 6:30 a.m. or like 7 a.m. and they were awake and they were so close. They're like, I don't know if they said it to me or Tanner, but they're like, what's up, bro? And it was like so early. They were just right there. I was like, damn, up and at them.
It's so funny.
What's up, bro?
Oh yeah, no, it was like 6 a.m and I went to the bathroom and I saw, I think it was Rain coming like to the bathroom also, and he looked at me. I was like just super tired and he's like, what sound your gun make? I was like, what?
Oh, that's why Tanner was like
that's why I did that.
Oh my god. That noise we heard.
We heard it fucking yell.
Didn't they do one back and they were like,
So Grunk, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm the blackjack dealer. We're just playing blackjack. Oh wait, actually it was bullshit. We were playing bullshit first.
Summer streets.
And
bullshit's so fun.
Yeah, we were playing bullshit, and we made a rule up that like, and there's a curfew by the way, right? Like 12 o'clock, you have to be quiet.
It's like an unsaid
rule to be quiet, or the Rangers are gonna come and shoot you in the
Fudge
head.
That.
So like, yeah, so we decided, we were like, okay, here's the new rule. If you have an ace of spades, you have to yell, the ace of spades, and like smack it onto the table.
It's like 11 o'clock at night, by the way.
I'm pretty sure it was like 12 or 2. Yeah.
It was like 2 a.m.
It was
the loudest and horrible.
Yeah, we were bad. Yeah, we were like real, real big assholes. Like
noise pollution, son.
Our neighbors were chill. We had a good time. It was fun. We survived in the wilderness. It was great.
Yeah, we did. We actually did.
Good.
Yeah, the rest of the
That's
video.
That's awesome.
The rest of the video is going to be a surprise. But.
Except, yeah. Well, we had a. I'll tell you one thing that will be a surprise that pissed me the fuck off. Oh. It probably won't even be in the video.
Yep. Wait, what?
Is we had like our own trail on our own wilderness patch that we claimed.
That was annoying.
And it's literally just it's ours. Like this is literally our
like we
our
parked
site.
We
this
parked
is,
there.
Nobody else is supposed to come in here.
Our wilderness spot.
But we had a natural. I wouldn't even call it a trail. It was just like a natural.
It's like
path.
A rock hill.
Yeah, it was like a hill of rocks, but you could naturally climb it to get to water. and random fucking people were just coming into our
walking in between the cars and walking through our campsite.
Yes.
I'm like, can you leave?
Yeah. And not even saying anything to us, just like walking right by us to through our shit.
I should have picked up dirt and be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Within
that
your
was
right.
actually so annoying.
It was a little bit.
That's why I felt like my personal space when I was like, dude, I could get killed tonight. It's because people were just coming in and out of our shit like all day.
Yeah.
One of them was like going through Isaac's stuff and didn't tell
him. I did see him then.
Isaac,
what?
Okay, Isaac, okay. You're missing a lot.
They're in your car.
A guy named a bear.
He was 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 9 feet tall, really hairy.
Have you ever seen a black widow? Spider?
I've seen pictures. I've never seen any
So, okay, Tanner is the actual biggest cock block in the world to nature because there was a small black widow male that was really slowly creeping up to mate with the female. Tanner by accidentally touched the fucking
the black widow's web
and it like ran away.
Yeah.
And
oh dude, my gosh.
That guy was probably working so hard.
Probably took him 2 weeks to get there.
It would have been so, so cool because he would have made it and then she would have killed him and eaten him.
Yeah.
Eaten
him immediately.
He said that awesome. And I had no idea. That's
there's also
that
a chance.
Well, I think they're into that, so it's chill.
No, but yeah, that's like the number one prime example is black widows eating the men.
I thought it was the praying mantis,
bro. Both of them do it.
Them too,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the praying mantis like rips their head off.
I'm looking this up.
In real life.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well,
on God.
Cut off the head.
That'd be like girl boss energy.
That'd be so girl boss.
Amen.
But yeah, I don't want to talk too much about the camping stuff just because some of it has to be a surprise.
Just get excited for the video.
It's going to be a great video. One of my favorite we've ever recorded.
It is my favorite.
And it will be
Oh, wait, but we're still going camping next week. We're watching this as pre-recorded, so did we survive?
I don't know.
Yeah, did they?
Are we alive? Are we recorded? Did we predict all this?
We just planned everything out.
Yeah, we're just going to find a guy named Ray and Isaac and maybe
like
Ray
to do all these things.
Well, that's the bit, dude. Isaac was there, right? You know?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that was really fun. I had a good time.
So unfortunately,
I don't think I'll ever go camping again unless it's like colder.
What?
Yeah, you are.
Come to Washington camping.
Okay,
it's like, all right, cool, dude. He wasn't that bad after one day. Like
it wasn't that bad after one day, but I would just prefer trying it in cold. Now we did it in warm.
You will not.
So let's try cold.
Cold is easier.
And then let's do Subnautica type shit. Let's go deep underwater.
How do you camp underwater?
Can we go to a remote island?
Why don't we just do raft in real life for a video?
Out in the ocean?
Oh, what if we just stole Mr. Beast's idea? Let's survive on an island for a day, yeah.
Okay.
Survive on a boat for a day. Survive on a plane for a day.
We're going to actually see how much production Mr. Beast's crew has.
Yeah, we're going to steal all of his ideas and do them better and then not give away any money. Because we don't have anything to give away.
Yep.
Yeah, Tanner.
Yo, we're chill.
Go poop really bad, or else I'm gonna fart and poop's gonna come
out. Dude, I really like every podcast.
I've been holding my pee.
It's because I drink caffeine before every podcast, and that's the worst thing.
And
I smell bad. Look, he don't even smell me.
So that's the smell spot.
Yeah, that is now the smell spot.
I don't like
I'm
that.
Never moving.
It looks like he got evaporated.
Yeah,
he's just Birkenstocks. Like,
can you do an edit of that?
Like, perked up against this table. It just looks like he was here and now he died.
Oh,
there was another thing that we were going to talk about.
Oh yeah, there was, but
it was from last night.
It doesn't involve.
Oh yeah, like, that's right. That's why I forgot.
Should we wait until Tanner's back?
The only third guy that was there just left. So now
I'm also gonna use the lavatory, but
the lavatory.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Laboratory.
School camp right now. Like, what are you saying?
Go ahead. Go.
What's a lavatory?
It's a bathroom.
Yeah, so I'm going to use a bathroom. Y'all got it? Why are you acting like I said something crazy?
Because scientists.
Lavatory.
Just so I was watching Avengers and Infinity War last night.
Oh my God.
Go pee.
And bro, tell me how Captain America, wait, was it Captain America?
Captain America.
I'm pretty sure he's like, you're just making up words. I think it was Drax. Who said it? I don't remember who it was, but they were just like, man, all words are made up. Like, that's so fucking real.
Do you just relate it to a Marvel character, dude? Go.
It's like you're just making up words, right, bro. All words are made up. Come on, Grunk.
Yeah.
Resonate with
words
me, bro.
Words are made up. It's
That's
true.
Why I never understood why, like, in religion, like when I was growing up, why, like, cursing, if it has good intentions and makes people laugh and smile, is considered a negative thing.
Good point.
I always question, like, if I say ass, right? Like, in general, somebody might be like, oh, that's derogatory. You can't say that. But, like, what if I say the word ass and it's only me and my friend and I make him laugh and I give him serotonin in his brain? Isn't that a positive thing?
Yeah. Yeah, if serotonin wasn't a
byproduct. Would you say it in front of your mother or Jesus if he was right there? That's the question.
If Jesus laughed at me. Yeah, exactly. Jesus, like, that's funny.
If Jesus dapped you up, that'd be fucking sweet.
Oh my God.
You know how like we have like the perfect daps where it makes that awesome cupping noise?
Yeah.
Imagine doing that with Jesus.
Oh. You'd probably like thunder and
lightning. Imagine him looking you in your eyes and smiling at you and saying,
back already.
That was not a joke. I told you
to squirt it out.
Oh no way.
Ew.
All right. Yeah, my butt.
I don't even think that you wash your hands. Touch his leg if you wash
your hands. No. Oh, dude, he didn't wash his hands.
Yes,
he
did.
Fingers, mouth.
All right, here, bite your nails if. Oh, he did.
Dude, he'd do it anyways.
He would do it anyways.
Tanner's not a good test.
Okay.
Now that Tanner's back,
what's he doing?
Hand foot job?
Yes, he has to use the potty.
Mouth disease.
Mouth foot job.
We have to worry about this guy now because he didn't even hear any of the story from last night, so we have to tell him too as well.
What, me?
Podcast. Not Nick.
Oh.
Dude, this is like a good retention exercise right here.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom in a minute.
Who's going
to
Yeah.
Who's going to watch?
I'll go after you.
My story? Because it'll make you laugh.
My God, it's forming poo. Also, I want one of those to fall really bad.
We got poop on the
stairs. You guys don't know what's up there.
Yeah.
Do you think I can get up there and get it?
I think you could.
I don't think I can. I'm not tall enough.
Yummy?
Yeah, I can get that. No, I can't get that.
You can't get that.
If I get up, I'm going to have to pee because I actually have to pee. But If I don't move, then I won't have
to
pee.
What does the podcast do, you guys? Is like bladder?
I don't know. Well, I think it's just sitting here.
Caffeine makes me have to pee.
What? Wait,
no, it's not caffeine.
I think just drinking a liquid makes you have to pee.
For some reason.
Just water. Yeah,
it is just water.
Liquid in general makes you pee.
Water never makes
liquid.
Me pee.
Yeah, liquid. All this Mountain Dew is making me have to pee.
God damn it. I have to poop after eating all this shit.
After eating all this shit. I ate so much shit, I gotta poop.
Ew.
Oh, man. I want to look through these comments real quick.
Yeah, actually, I want to see what's going on.
Oh, shit. Oh,
rip to the best flavor.
Hey, by the way, like, it's actually kind of dope. A lot of people just fuck with the flavor, and they are mourning along with us with the old branding.
We've had, like, a week to process this, and, like, game plan in the background, what we're going to do. So it's really funny seeing people experience exactly what we experienced like a few days ago-ish.
That was one of the worst days of our fucking lives.
I ripped my hair out.
I thought we were actually going to lose it all.
I was going to call my mom like, I got to come back.
And then it's going to be so awesome once they realize that we have a new tub.
I really, really want to hear about your guys'.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Endeavor. Yeah, me too.
Right after IP.
Dude, no. Please do not!
Dude.
Okay, sorry. I just yelled.
Can I preface by saying I read your text message? I actually read Yummy's tweet. That's how I found out.
Right, I have a really funny video.
Oh, yeah, and then I responded because
That was such a funny picture. So, we're green.
Yeah, it was green.
Viewers at home, audio listeners and viewers on YouTube, as you do know, if you were here for, I think, last week's podcast, was it? We talked about this already, and...
Was it last week? It was last week.
So, certain restaurants here have a jukebox that you can download an app for, and this isn't like an ad.
Dude.
A lot of people know about it.
But it's called Touch Tunes, and you can play music for everybody in that restaurant.
Sure. You guys have done this like 8 times.
Yeah, we did. We do it a lot, but this time was the worst. We have
I feel bad for everyone that has to endure your bullshit.
Well, buckle up because you're going to feel a whole lot worse.
This was bad.
And a little better. So we get in there. we warm up with some, what was it? I don't even know. This is the first song that we tried playing. I think it was
I did International Harvester.
Did you guys?
Yeah, so it was like some tame.
Was it packed?
No.
Sort of.
When we got there,
how many people?
10 people there?
10, 15 tops.
A little bit more.
Did you play it immediately?
15, 15
yes.
people.
We started immediately.
Yeah, we had to get into it.
So it looked like you guys.
Let me ask you a question, Willie.
Willie.
I'm here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Hey, Willie. You have to tell me after the story if you would leave and when you would leave.
Okay.
Because you would leave. You will.
Yeah, all right.
So after International Harvester.
Wait, it depends. Am I hungry?
Yeah, we were all hungry.
We were all hungry.
I would probably leave by like some
appetizers
too.
Appetizers came. Yeah. They're done.
Appetizers were there.
So good last night. I don't know what they did, but
we ate them all.
Good.
We destroyed them.
Those wonton tacos. Yeah. Oh my God.
They had them back?
Yeah, they were back.
Oh my God.
Well, too bad. We can't go back there.
Yeah, we literally cannot.
We might be banned from there.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
So
I'm really scared to go.
So, after International Harvester, what was the booty song?
I did. Yeah, Soup told me about a song called Booty Man, and it's just like booty smile, booty stank, booty booty booty.
Yep. For like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Wait. So
like,
wait.
Booty booty booty. Booty.
Aren't the songs in this thing like supposed to be like?
Yes. Yes. That's the thing. You have to find the gems that are just like diamonds in the rough. Like one in every 1,000 songs is like. But that's something I need to
that,
find here.
They also allow that, so it's not even that's like you're I'm doing saying. Something weird.
It's like, not. Like, but the thing is that like it's technically probably not supposed to be on there, and it just like snuck in. Because like the only thing I think that it has to be is not explicit. I think it's if it's not explicit, it can be on there. So like as ass is allowed, damn is allowed. I think maybe even bitch could be allowed.
Those are
like,
no way
explicit.
But no, not. Like it goes to like a I people say ass and damn on TV, radio
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, they do.
I guess.
Okay, so in after hell. After that yeah, song, hell. What do we play? Because there is
I'm pretty sure I got William Hung, I Believe I Can Fly.
We have to look that up. And this was I in between. You have to look that up, Larry.
What? Is it
William
song?
William I Hung, believe. I Believe I Can Fly.
No, actually, we skipped one. You played the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah. I did. I played the Star Spangled Banner, and then William Hung, I Believe I Can Fly.
But we can't play more than like 10 seconds. You have like to. 5 seconds of it. Skip in the middle and just play a part of it.
Okay. I'll do this one. I like this one, though.
Okay.
It was like beautiful.
Yeah, skip in the middle and just like, yeah.
Press play.
Okay. Okay. So it's off.
It's a cover.
It's off.
Yeah, it's
they have that on the damn program.
They had it.
He has a whole album on there of covering a bunch of popular songs.
Cover
see,
album.
That's their wow. That's you. That's error on them.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just taking advantage of
so
it.
We're just having fun.
The same way we then took advantage of a few more options we had after this. The Star Spangled Banner played two more times. And
violin
then,
cover.
Yep. Who Let the Dogs Out started playing right after right the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah. At this
bro,
point.
It's getting bad.
At
it's
this point. Bad. I played,
dude, I don't even think I would have been able to make it.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
We went back to William Hung and played another song by him.
You, oh, no.
Yeah, and then.
Can I hear a little bit
young
of
man,
it?
It was YMCA.
Oh, it was YMCA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
It's fun to say it.
Was there anyone competing with you guys at all?
Yes.
There was.
This
we went to war.
Really
that's
evil.
Why.
Wait, 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 wait. I'm gonna quickly play a little
yeah,
bit
just
of
a little
YMCA.
Bit.
Okay, yeah, no, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, awesome. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Were you guys like sitting there with your heads down
yes,
saying, who's
yes,
playing this?
Like,
who
the like
hell?
It was like the hardest tryout to laugh I've ever played. I was sweating.
Fuck?
I was sweating because we couldn't, oh, we were too man. Deep. We
it
were
was
too
so,
deep.
Bro, you can't take the group chat anywhere, so, bro, with a jukebox, bro. I swear, y'all be acting crazy,
this
bro.
This was around the time when four dudes clearly, like,
were they big dudes?
They were at the bar.
Four dudes sitting down at the bar. They were like, I'd say mid-20s, but it was so blatantly obvious
like
that they've never heard a joke in their life, and they
oh boy.
Their job and their day in their life.
Yeah.
So they sit down.
Were they jacked?
No, they were really skinny and annoying looking. I didn't like them.
But then why were you afraid?
Huh? I wasn't afraid until...
us four could...
Let him tell the story. Let him tell the story.
8 rock songs. Radiohead, whatever, like
they played Deftone. Them.
Yes, yeah. Like a whole
the
bunch,
Black
eight
Magic
in a row,
woman.
Eight in a row. Yeah.
Mm. They were pissed.
Oh, Black.
So
Man,
they did not want to hear our shit.
They were
and
trying.
They paid
to,
money to make sure they didn't.
They were trying to queue until they like could leave. Pretty much is what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they start walking out the last song, and this is where it gets really effed up. So I hear and look and see 8 of these songs on the queue, and I'm like, okay, well, clearly that's not supposed to be there. Someone paid like. $30 to do this. So I'm like, okay, bet. So I paid probably like $35 to queue up 25 minutes of Larry the Cable Guy stand up. Straight.
Yeah, in
what?
5 different sets. For 5 minutes each.
So imagine like,
are they eating there?
Yes, it played.
It's so bad.
And it was really loud because the bartender turned up the music when it was real music.
Yeah.
And Larry the Cable Guy came on. He was
I
like,
could hear Larry.
Moment.
I could hear Larry the Cable Guy in the bathroom, and then it was like, ladies and gentlemen, Larry the Cable Guy.
That was the part that was fucked up.
Oh my
it had
God.
Already been on for 10 minutes, and then like 10 minutes in, it's like, hello, Houston, welcome back, Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
And everybody's like, what?
And then all I could hear
the
he's
audience
like,
was all doing
he's
it.
Like,
the
oh,
audience
was so fucked up.
Dude. So were these guys still eating at the time?
Oh, yes. Oh, they're oh. there.
No.
There was people there
left.
Still.
The
there
guys
left.
The guys that queued the songs were out of the building by the time Larry the Cable Guy came
okay,
on.
Okay.
Really? Oh, it pissed me off so bad because I just wanted them to get
yeah, so we had to sit there
medicine.
And listen to Larry the Cable
so
Guy.
So we had, yeah, our food hasn't even come and Larry the Cable Guy is being welcomed.
Oh
your
my
food,
God,
the food wasn't even there.
The food wasn't there.
The food wasn't even here.
We waited like an hour.
We waited.
nom, 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 nom. It got to a point where the waiter had came over and said, "Hey, bro, is this y'all?" Now we were like, oh, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah, he was like,
and he was like, "All right, yeah, I'm just about to skip this shit. It's annoying." I was like, "Yeah, well, once was funny, but five times? Good riddance, am I right?" And he was like, "Yeah." So we skipped it, and a song comes on. Yeah. Everything's back to normal.
We're eating.
It's turned up, and we're eating, and we're sitting there, and then the song ends, and then Larry the Cable Guy stand-up comedy
comes back
in the queue.
Did you do that?
No.
Like you already had it set in, so when they manually skipped it, they put in a song, and they didn't know there was more Larry the Cable Guy that we paid for. So he basically just inserted his shit, and then Larry the Cable Guy comes back on.
Yeah.
Get her done.
And then, I'm not even kidding, 5 seconds later, they shut the jukebox
off.
They turned everything off.
Oh, wow.
And it was like silent in
there. We left right at closing time, 2 a.m.
Yeah, this big dude, he was a really jolly guy. I'm sure if we told the truth, he wouldn't have minded.
You thought it was funny, probably.
He came up behind us. He was like, "Was that y'all? Come on now. Was that y'all?" And then we were like,
we were
playing the music. We didn't do this Larry the Cable Guy baloney.
Dude, nobody believes you.
Yeah, you guys look like a bunch of hooligans.
Well, yeah.
What's funnier is that I'm assuming the next time they turn it on, it goes back to where
it probably left off.
So there's probably 10 more minutes of Larry the Cable Guy that played today.
Give or take.
And then after the Larry the Cable Guy, we also had queued up the Star Spangled Banner again.
Yeah.
Nice. To finish off, bro. The close of
that is so fucked up.
That's so terrible.
We played Black Betty and drove like maniacs.
that was such a funny bit.
Yeah, we were playing Black Betty. We're like, because these people, the guys that queued the 8 songs, played Black Betty.
It was like Black Betty.
It was like really a crazy song. We were just imagining like getting punched in a jaw, like, slow motion,
trying to escape Applebee's.
We're like a bar fight.
Drinks flying everywhere. Yeah. Slow motion. We gotta escape. Like,
okay, wow, hangover
Black
bit.
Betty, yeah, it would have been a really great like movie bit. But yeah, we drove like maniacs home and that was it. We cannot. I'm telling you now. We cannot.
If we go there, they're just gonna know.
I know. Everybody knew it was us, but they were like, "Was that y'all?" We were like, "No,
no."
Yeah. So remember when you were with us?
Yes.
Yeah. So you remember that Applebee's same waiter?
Yeah.
Same waiter.
Exact waiter.
So I'm telling you, we can't go back. With that being said, at what point in time in the story would you have left?
I would have probably left by the Star Spangled Banner. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wait. Would I have had my food already?
No.
We only had appetizers.
We got our food as Larry the Cable Guy was being welcomed.
Yep.
All right. What was after Star Spangled Banner?
There was a few of them.
I believe I can fly
is fine.
YMCA.
YMCA is fine. Because like, those are standard songs.
Well, no, it's William Hung.
Oh, wait. Never.
Yeah, that's him singing it.
So he was like,
"I believe YMCA."
It was so bad. And then a really sad Star Spangled Banner came up. Like, we lost World War One type.
Yeah.
It was like,
because it was a violin cover. It was like,
and I was eating.
We lost World War One.
I'm sorry, guys. Dude, if I was there, I would have been crying.
Dude,
crying.
It was a really funny
there, you didn't go? I feel like there's more we missed, bro.
I didn't go.
Can I? Am I able to send this to Larry?
What else did we play? It's a really funny video. Oh.
The video of me.
Tanner.
Yeah, there's a video of Tanner, yeah.
You got to send it to Larry.
You got to watch out for the glasses, because I don't know if there's like a reflection of my big stupid ass face.
Dude, I airdropped it to you. Crazy, dude. We were doing hella research, so the way I found William Hung is I was like looking on Reddit, because everybody's like, worst songs to play on Touch Tunes, because like,
They probably do this.
People go to bars where they have Touch Tunes.
Oh my
like
gosh.
Actual bars. And they'll like piss people off and they think it's so funny, which it is really funny. And somebody was like, "Yeah, I started playing William Hung. I Believe I Could Fly." And everybody started doing it in the Dallas area. Like, they played it once at one bar and like they would hear it like
without playing. Oh, they were spreading it?
Yeah.
That's such a bad idea for businesses to have that.
Why would they have that? It is so weird.
I don't know.
They need it. Yeah.
Like, I get the joke of like, yeah, you can play whatever you want and hopefully you'll cooperate, but at the same time it's like,
you're putting too much power into the, like, everyone else like being trapped.
Everybody's
there.
You could
do it from like 3 miles away. Like, you could literally do
it.
Yeah.
I could play William Hung, I Believe I Could Fly into Hooters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 3 miles away.
Yeah, so it literally could just be anybody.
It's like a 5 mile radius, you could play everything.
That's crazy.
Larry, it's on Discord.
That's actually so fucked up.
This video is so fun.
So yeah, here's a video I recorded at Tanner right before something crazy happened. And we saw there's a grunt cameo.
Oh, wait
here.
A second. Hold
there's
on.
A grunt
cameo. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen to the music.
Oh, my God.
What does that say? Stay in your lane?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. With listen. Chief Keef.
Just listen.
I really should have. Now look, I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God. Indivisible.
You guys are awful people.
Look at me, dude. I'm like looking down. I'm not looking up at all.
That's really funny.
Dude, that's like the only way to play it. You can't look up and be happy. You gotta just like keep your head down.
Dude, we said maybe like 50 words at this dinner for the entire hour and a half we were so there. Bad. Because it, and all the words we were saying was like, can you play this? Can you play this? Like, we talked to each other because we were just listening.
No,
to
we were like undercover. So
we were. I didn't look at a single person in that establishment at all. None.
Grunk, you want to get lit with these boys and go to Applebee's, brah?
Please.
That sounds so painful, but like, so
dude, like, Isaac's like, what do you mean you want to go? First, what do you mean you want to wait for your
if
food?
If I'm going out to dinner with Nick or you or both of you, of course, maybe we wouldn't be playing Liar the Cable Guy stand up. But
I'd be fine, but I just want to eat first so that
yeah,
I can, like,
no, it's
like,
just like, it's so obnoxious.
It really is. It really is.
But then again,
like, everyone knows it's you too, and that's the worst part.
So effing.
Wait,
funny.
What were you wearing, Tanner?
I think I was wearing this one.
Dude, you look like you're the one that's fucking playing it.
Yeah, well,
straight.
Have you seen my?
Yeah, the profile picture is my face, dude.
Yeah, DJ Boner. The profile
it's
picture.
It's me doing
for,
this.
Yeah,
I was gonna be like, if they were like, all right, who is it? Is this you? Is this you in the profile picture? I was like, dude, that looks nothing like me. And then I was gonna make the whole exact face.
Yeah, wait. Hold on. Let me see if I can find my.
Dude, that's nothing like me,
dude.
That looks nothing like me.
Dude, I remember the
DJ
very first
Boner.
Time.
Your DJ. Name is DJ Boner on there?
It's DJ Boner. I didn't know they added a DJ.
DJ.
I wanted to be a DJ.
DJ Boner?
Yeah, so it's DJ Boner.
Double DJ Boner.
76 total plays, 11 Woo! Chickens. Holy
How much money do you think
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Like
that's
200
a lot.
Bucks?
Oh my God.
Let me go see. 200, wait, 76 plays?
Yeah.
That's if
a
I lot. Wanted to,
you're a menace. You
how
probably
much
are like top
song?
Rank. Like
45 credits is $25, and each song that plays around 2 credits.
Oh, that's not
I
that bad.
That, man.
I'd
that's
say around.
It's like 20. It's like 20 songs for like what 45 credits. You've probably put,
yeah, but I've
probably
also
put
done,
like $60.
I've also done the fast pass, which means whatever song is playing.
Yeah,
my turn.
Need
sorry,
that fast pass.
So. You're such
it's
a bitch.
Two credits for a song, you said.
That's such an evil feature too.
Yeah, so we can skip somebody's song and play whatever bullshit
yeah,
he wants.
He can skip the entire queue. Dude,
that
what I here's what I thought Isaac actually did. Okay, because who saw Larry the Cable Guy stand up? Was it me or you that found it?
I found it because I looked up. I looked up something about poop and fart, and he had a stand-up comedy bit around something called, like, poop lasagna.
It was poop lasagna.
Oh, you also played, I forgot, but you played...
la, 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 la,
I did play SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Oh, that's
music.
Good.
That was chill.
Yeah, that was cool. But yeah, the Larry the Cable Guy, the 25 minutes of it, because this is what I told you to do after you found it, and I thought you did it, but you,
the same,
you didn't.
No, I didn't.
I thought he picked the same exact 5-minute stand-up and replayed it 5 times for 25 minutes instead
yeah.
of
okay,
a new one every time.
I needed to give some sort of like...
So it was a new one?
Yeah, but they all sound the same anyway. It really didn't matter.
I felt bad if I were to do that because then even I would go crazy, but...
Dude, he's the least funny person, I think, of all time.
Yeah, he is. It's so funny because...
And that's how Larry got his name, though. Isn't
that
crazy?
I got my name.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry
really?
The Cable Guy.
Yep,
yeah.
That's the lore.
Dude, he's
my
OG's
name.
You're funnier than
he's
Larry
like,
the Cable Guy by a lot.
Larry the Cable Guy, it was...
his jokes are horrible.
He's like, get her done. My sister the other day, she went through the drive-thru. She was pregnant. Her baby popped out of her pussy.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done. All the audience is
all right there to deliver for.
So there was... Yeah, there was a video I saw from Dunkey where he was pretending to be Larry the Cable Guy. He was doing the horrible impression of him. Like, yeah, get her done. Come on now.
Come on, get her done.
And then,
I had a mug crawling up my back for like a fart going on a vacation in July.
Somebody on Discord used to make these like CSGO edits.
and the transition would be a Larry the Cable Guy stand-up joke, and then it'll transition back to a clip, and it'll just be like a rotating cue.
I love that
every
era.
Time.
That was a golden era.
Dude, can I say something?
Yeah.
I just noticed. Dude, it's like abnormally dark in this house.
It is.
It's raining. It's raining.
Is it raining outside?
It's raining outside.
Dude, you guys that's get all rain. The damn rain.
We do get the damn rain. I love the rain and thunderstorms. They're so good.
I wish we had
my
that.
My day is actually ruined now.
No, so I love rain.
I like it when it rains in the southeast because you get the...
Oh,
when it's sunny.
Okay.
What?
Oh,
it is.
Oh, we're in a storm, boys.
We are low-key in a storm. We should be careful. We should be careful. It's lightning. It's thunder. It's a lot.
Guys, how close are we to wrapping up so we don't lose all of our footage currently?
Yeah, this would be really, really sucky.
I hate myself.
I'm just scared that we're going to lose power and we lose everything and then we want to die.
That would be really unfortunate. So.
But that'd be chill.
It would be chill.
If we lost all the podcasts?
That'd be the coolest transition.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
Imagine if it...
I thought you meant like later, like the power goes out.
But mud?
Ooh. What?
If it rained while we were camping,
it would be muddy. That would be.
It would be muddy, but it would also be chill.
Dude, I went camping one time with my father, and like it rained like the entire weekend we camped, and like
damn,
it was to the point that the entire park like flooded, and we had our bikes. It was me, my dad's like childhood friend, and his kids, and it was so fun. We'd just ride around on our bikes, and we'd ride straight into puddles that were like all the way up to here on us. And it was like,
oh my god,
yeah, it was amazing. People. Yeah.
Camping is for weirdos. Just go on your backyard.
Okay.
On, bro.
You're posh, bro.
Thank you. You've been camping?
I'm not posh, bro.
Yes, I have.
Guess
been.
What? We evolved so that we could have AC and like exist Blamper. Inside.
But there's a joy. There's a joy in being
ready. Here we go. Ready? Ready? I missed Overwatch. I missed Roblox.
Oh,
I'm happy I'm home.
Man.
Okay, yeah, exactly. That's the point of camping.
You got to get rid of it.
And you be miserable, but you enjoy the outdoors. And then when you come back, you appreciate everything else you have so much more.
I'll tell you my favorite part of that entire trip was when we were hanging out near the fire, cooking weenies.
Okay, so yeah, that's weenies. Good. I'm glad.
That's like a typical favorite.
That like fire setup we had was kind of mid. That pit was really tough.
It was mid.
Tilted as fuck.
It was definitely so for like hard. Two or three people.
Yeah, it was so hard to cook in there. I wish we had a big ass fire pit.
Like, I wish we could just like have circles. A piece of land and just do it ourselves with rocks around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
fart.
That was the podcast for today.
Lean's back.
Yeah.
Lean is back.
Go sorry. Get Lean right now.
Sorry it was gone.
So yeah, we're sorry about yep. that. Sleepy sleepy no, guy. No.
Sleepy Bob.
No. Sleepy Bob.
Sleepy there Bob. You go.
Well, he's no longer sleepy. Bob. He's got
he's woken up.
He's wide awake Bob. Bob.
Yeah. He's woke.
You're wearing a picture of your grandfather.
Yeah.
I am.
On your
what?
That's great.
I love you, Grandpappy.
I didn't even notice that. That's very.
Wow. Military. This was his military
photo.
He got a nice haircut for
us.
That's great.
His memorial.
That is great,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I miss him.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Alcoholic and you know,
gambler.
That's what happens.
Not good. Gambler.
Happens to the best of us.
He cheated on his wife.
Yeah. Anywho,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in for another episode of the Group Chat podcast this week. Lean is back. Make sure you cop, or else it might go away again, and we don't want that. That'd be really bad.
Cop. Do not drop. Get your lean. It makes
code group
makes you get
it
a big
lean
ween.
For the summer.
It makes you feel happy.
Sure,
get lean for
it
the
does.
Summer.
Yes, it's a really good summer drink. Like genuinely,
it actually is.
It
really is
with some ice.
With some ice.
Ooh,
yeah, with ice. Some ice.
Ooh. We'll see you next
refreshing.
Week, where we'll be doing something. Silly.
Look forward to next week. Something crazy.
Something
can happen.
Awesome.
Really? Okay. Cool. All right. Later, guys.
All right. Real fast. Adios.
Oh,
he's just in his background.